It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Jeff Penfield. So honored to be joined by someone who's done such great work, both as a musician with the Black Keys and as a producer, and now with his solo album, Waiting on a Song. It's Dan Auerbach. Thank you so much for taking some time out before your show here at the Grammy Museum.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
It's really more of a program where you get to kind of discuss what you worked on in this album, which really seemed like a labor of love and something that you've been... Well, and it kind of starts out in the fact that you've been living in Nashville for about 7 years now.
Yeah, almost eight years, yeah.
And, you know, this is really your first time doing an Americana-style record. What kind of inspired you to kick off this one? What got you going?
You know, it was mostly, I had some friends in Nashville, like I knew some people, but I was on tour so much that I never really got to indulge in the whole Nashville scene, you know, music scene. And in particular, I never got to do the songwriting thing, which Nashville is so known for. And that was the biggest thing. I decided last summer to take some time off from touring, and as soon as I did that, I started to dip my toes into the songwriting scene, and then I loved it. I met some really interesting people. We clicked, and then we just kept doing it, and we kind of didn't stop, and we accumulated so many songs that I just felt the need to start recording, and one thing led to another, and we just that's kind of how it went, really.
And it seemed like that was the biggest thing, because it seemed like right when you moved to Nashville, it was about 2010, so you had a Black Keys record, then you had two more Black Keys records, then you had the Arcs. It was like, you know,
yeah,
a matter of four records in 8 years.
Always on tour for those, yeah.
Yeah, so you finally had
Absolutely.
That time to sit down and, you
but
know.
But the thing about it was, it wasn't intentional. It wasn't like I was thinking about doing anything. I didn't want to go in any different direction. The only thing I did was start to do the co-writing, and then that started the ball rolling, and everything else was just natural. I got introduced to people out of the blue, invited into the studio, and then all of a sudden we're recording these songs that I'm writing, and that's sort of how it happened, really.
Only got a couple miles to go, trying to drive me insane. I saw you crack a smile about a week ago, in the middle of the pouring rain. I climbed the cliffs of Dover to go dry out in the sun. I'm like a four-leaf clover, cause I hide from everyone. Shine on me. Shine on me, shine on me, shine on me. When I get up, I gotta get me a plan to do whatever I can, I suppose. I'm already working for my Uncle Sam. You know he's got me kind of Cheerios. Crying on my shoulder, I'm allergic to the tears. It's trying for this soldier to pretend for all these years. Shine on me. Shine.
Shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me.
and it really seemed to me that you expanded your musical boundaries. Because a lot of times you hear about someone doing, you know, their first record in Nashville, really focusing on that. You know, it's that Americana, more rootsy sound. But you really expanded upon that to really almost some soul sounds on songs like Malibu Man and Undertow. And you really seem to have a nice breadth of what you were willing. What you
I mean, there's things that I have that I bring to the table, that styles of music that I've learned over the years or that I practiced. And you know, my mom's family, they played bluegrass, so those are some of the first songs that I learned, and that was definitely part of the reason I moved to Nashville, was to be close to places like the Station Inn down the street. That's the, you know, the home to bluegrass in America, and so I got to play with all those kind of musicians. But then, that's the other thing about Nashville is, I mean, it's known for Americana and for country, but I'm not really part of that scene at all. You know, I don't do that really. So, but I did meet some incredible musicians who made some of the greatest soul records of all time. People like Bobby Wood and Gene Chrisman. They were in the Memphis Boys. They played on Wilson Pickett, Bobby Womack records. They played on "Son of a Preacher Man" by Dusty Springfield, and they played on like "Sweet Caroline" by Neil Diamond and "In the Ghetto" by Elvis Presley.
Well, it's,
so these are the people that I'm hanging out with every day. So they invented soul music. You know what I mean?
It's easy to forget Memphis is right down the road. It's right down I-40.
But they moved to Nashville in the 70s to make a living as session musicians. But I mean, the thing that, like, you know, you hear soul, you like, it sounds like there's soul influence. It's actually not soul influence. It's the guys who invented soul music are playing on the record. And that's what made it so exciting, was every day I got to go into the studio with all these people who made these incredible records over the years, and every day I was learning something, I was seeing a new way to do something, so it was just, I got so addicted to it.
And other names had onto that list, John Prine, Dwayne Eddy had a few songs where he was on guitar, so.
Dwayne was at the studio all the time. Dwayne was, he's like a studio junkie, just mm-hmm. like me, and just like Bobby and Bubba, so we were always there. I mean, Dwayne played on 30 songs last year for me. I mean, he was just always there, yeah.
And for you, it's almost like you just kind of were able to get this collective of people who, you know, all really love music and just kind of focus on in on, you know, really doing this, doing a record and just saying, hey, let's come over to the studio, Easy Eye Sound, and just hang out and record this record and just keep working on songwriting and doing a lot of cool things.
It was everyone loved coming because it was so creative. Everyone knew that when they came to my studio to do a session, that it was going to be fun because they got to really stretch out and really kind of show off. And there are no rules. I don't do country. I don't do Americana. I don't do soul. I do everything. Whatever the song calls for is what we do. So that's what makes it exciting, is that every day it's something different, you know?
I've been thinking, I've been humming, I've been picking it, I've been strumming, just waiting, waiting on a song. I've been hitching, I've been thumbing, I can almost see one coming, not just waiting, waiting on a song. I look down in my dumb to see all the sounds surrounding me. I'm just waiting, waiting on a song. You can look up at the stars, bow your head and count the cars. You still be waiting, waiting. Might be a bluebird or a crow on a cord between two poles. They're just waiting, waiting on a song. Songs don't grow on trees. You gotta pick them out the breeze. Fall down on your knees and pray one.
for you, was there anything new that you kind of were able to try out in this period that you hadn't really been able to explore before on your records?
I mean, the big thing was the songwriting with other people, like traditional style. Like, I'm so used to writing in the studio and using the studio and the computer as a writing tool. I didn't do that at all this time. This was all songwriting sessions that maybe weren't in the studio. Maybe were there at my house, just a couple acoustic guitars. Maybe Bobby would play Wurlitzer, and we'd write the song. So when we went to the studio, the song was already written. So we would just have to flesh out the arrangements. And that made it, you know, that's how those guys are used to working too. So we got to go through lots of songs that way too.
And Never in My Wildest Dreams is one of those songs that kind of stood out to me, because a lot of times you listen to your records and, you know, there's a lot of arrangements going on beforehand. You usually start off a song with some music. In this case, it's just like a really simple guitar and your voice, and that was it. And so It seemed like you were able to kind of try a new direction on that one that was different than, you know, this is where maybe that songwriting came into play, where you were able to try something new because you wrote it differently.
It's everything. I mean, that song reminds me of the songs that I used to play with my family when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, songs like Going Home and Trouble Weighs a Ton off my first record that I did 8 years ago. They're just me and acoustic guitar. So, and those are all, and my uncle sang with me on that record. So it's all connected, you know.
I get too choked up, don't wanna make a scene. Never in my wildest dreams. Dreams, would I roam this land, sail across the seven seas? I'm a hard luck man, but I know where my purpose is. It ain't on some pilgrimage. It's wherever my baby. My love supreme, never in my wildest dreams. Walk in the just too good to touch. I can't discuss it much. I get too choked up, don't wanna make a scene. Never in my wildest dreams.
With this Easy Eye sound is your studio in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Now you're expanding it out to a record label too.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like an introduction to
I figure this would be a great time to get into the music industry.
So do you, right now, you're the only artist, I guess, on it, at least officially. You know, what do you kind of vision of what you're going to do with your label now that you have it set up?
Over the course of the last year, I made my record, but I also made a handful of other albums. And we're going to slowly start to release those over the next few months. We have a record coming out in a couple months by a soul singer named Robert Finley. And after that, it's not any one thing. You know, we've got some like older singers, we've got some instrumental records, we've got young bands. It's just anything that I like, really. Yeah.
So now that you've really been able to experience Nashville, you have your label, you know, you're starting to get some music coming out. You know, what do you see coming up?
I mean, I just can't wait to get back to the studio. Keep working, man. I really kind of hit a stride, and it was so much fun and so creative, and I got so addicted to it. I can't wait to get back, really, to be honest.
And just connecting with more artists and more musicians and more songwriters.
Absolutely. I've got sessions with some young songwriters next week, or young musicians, and so it's exciting. There's just so much going on, really.
Well, it's Dan Auerbach here. New album is called Waiting on a Song. So excited for your new label, Easy Eye Sound. See what else you got coming up. Thank you so much for taking some time out here at
Absolutely.
The Grammy Museum.
Thanks for having me, man. All right. Thank you.
There's a man in a blue black shirt come knocking. I don't know what he's coming for. I know it probably isn't gonna hurt anybody if I don't get up and answer the door. No, I believe I'll stay here on the floor. I'm gonna stand by. For my own funeral, I'm sure she'll look beautiful. I'm gonna stand by my girl. Don't think I won't. I'm gonna stand by my girl. Because she'll kill me if I don't. I said she'll kill me if I don't. If I wanna live another day, I can't be living that way. I'm gonna stand by my girl. Don't think I won't. I'm gonna stand by my girl. Because she'll kill me if I don't.